Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. It is a wonderful week in the world of books, as most weeks are. And this week we're going to talk about books of nature and beauty. The first is starting with the book called Turner. It is The Extraordinary Life and Monumentous Times of J.M.W. Turner by Franny Moyle. This is a biography about the life of one of Western art's most admired and misunderstood painters. Turner is one of the most important painters of Western art, Western landscape, and his visionary work initiated a revolution in landscape painting. Over the course of his lifetime, Turner strove to liberate painting from the antiquated system of patronage and bringing a new level of expression and color to the canvas. He paved the way for many modern artists. Next, we have Absolutely on Music, Conversations with Haruki Murakami and Seiji Ozawa. Murakami, of course, is one of our most important novelists and essayists of contemporary letters, and Seiji Ozawa, the former conductor for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. They spent 2 years having a conversation back and forth discussing many things, such as Brahms to Beethoven, Bernstein to Glenn Gould, Bartok to Mahler, and about pop-up orchestras to opera. They listened to and dissected recordings from some of their favorite performances, and Murakami talks to Ozawa about his career conducting orchestras from around the world. And this is a collection of their visits together, and they also do interspersed ruminations on record collecting, jazz clubs, orchestra halls, film scores, and much more. So two renowned artists in our world having a visit together about music. We have a little bit on the lighter side, but literary pluck, Tequila Mockingbird, Cocktails with Literary Twists. This is a book we did exceedingly well with some years back, and then it went out of print. Well, alas, to all of our joy, it is back. And within this small collection, you're going to find the recipes for Midsummer Night's Beam, using, of course, Jim Beam. You're going to find the Moby Drink and many more fun drinks, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea Breeze. So Tequila Mockingbird, great little gift book. We have A Sense of Yosemite. This is a beautiful coffee table book. It is put out by the Yosemite Conservancy. It is photographs by Nancy Robbins and essays by the novelist-essayist David Mas Masamoto. This thing is beautifully done, great color reproductions. It is photography and lovely essays. The photography crosses from day to night and different seasons throughout the Yosemite Valley, and the essays are just lovely ruminations on the landscape, the place, and its history. And we're going to wrap it up with a most important and lovely collection by Ann Carson, a phenomenal poet and artist in our world. And this is a very interesting collection. It is 22 chapbooks of poetry that are not fixed in order. So it's sort of like choose your own adventure with extremely well-written poetry. She is a classicist whose experience is in the classic languages. So whenever you read and spend time with Ann Carson, you must expect to be challenged and enjoy your experience. So this collection is called Float by Ann Carson. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.